All right, time for That's Tourism on Ocean 100, and we're going to talk about the role of the cruise industry in PEI's tourism economy. It's a huge part of it. And joining us today is Kelly Murphy, our good friend. She's the Director of Marketing and Cruise Ship Development at Port Charlottetown. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, Darcy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, so great to have you here. Now, for those who don't know, Kelly plays a key role in building PEI's cruise presence and ensuring that thousands of visitors have an unforgettable experience on Prince Edward Island. And with more ships arriving outside the traditional fall peak and a growing number of international guests, too, the cruise industry continues to be a powerful driver of visitation, employment, and opportunity across the province. Kelly, we got a lot to chat about today.
That's a mouthful, yeah.
Yeah, I know, eh? And the first cruise ship was in on Saturday. I just want to briefly mention that. Big time fun, right? Lots of people there.
It was great. We had the Viking Polaris as our kickoff for the 2025 season just this past Saturday, April 19th, which was an incredible arrival. And a lot of happy people getting to experience, you know, Prince Edward Island.
Great to see that it's back for another year. And of course, obviously, tourism is a major economic driver across the island. Can you talk about the cruise industry specifically and how it contributes to local employment, helps foster entrepreneurial opportunities? Why is it such a big deal for cruises?
Yeah, I just want to touch a little bit about even the opening about, you know, my role in promoting Prince Edward Island to the cruise industry and the cruise world. Really, I'm a really small part of that. I think what makes my job so easy is our destination and the people that represent our destination. I just came off a global cruise convention in Miami 2 weeks ago. So we were there with, you know, destinations from Europe, the Baltic, Ireland, all over.
Wow.
With Canada Cruise New England. And so we were representing Prince Edward Island as part of that delegation. And really, so lucky, people came up to me and said, oh my God, I know PEI. And oh, we had such a great time there. And I'm so lucky that in part of my role, really, the destination sells itself, but also the big part of that destination are the people that make it. So I feel extremely lucky when I'm talking to like cruise clients or different people in the cruise industry that we have such a strong representation for that. And then touching on the local businesses really that play a part of that too and the whole guest experience.
Of course.
When a ship pulls into Port Charlottetown, it really has a ripple effect. Pardon the pun. You like that?
Do you use that often?
You know, I just pull it out of the tickle trunk. But really from like shops and restaurants that you probably would organically think of.
Right.
But also stevedores. So those are the people that kind of tie up our lines. You know, the bigger and more volume of cruise ships we have with that extended season, we've also invested in more infrastructure from like gangways and platforms. So we have all of our gangways actually fabricated in rural PEI.
Nice.
Yeah. So in Cardigan, you know, we employ people fabricating the infrastructure, tying up the lines, local bus drivers, tour guides.
Right.
So really it's much more than the traditional just shopping and restaurants that you would think of. It really is a broader kind of impact that we're seeing.
And peak season, and I mean, you mentioned this too, peak season is the fall usually, but you've been working hard to extend the season, make it longer, get more people here. And I guess, how is that longer season going to help support and grow tourism across the island?
Yeah, we're really lucky. This season, like I said, our first ship was April 19th. And believe it or not, our last ship will be November 3rd.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah, so that is great. You know, we're seeing a really robust six-month season. And yeah. I feel like, you know, Marcia Duran from PEI Preserve Company, I was talking to her the other day and she was saying, you know, cruise is so great. It allows me to open earlier and stay open later. So traditionally PEI Preserve, you know, would be open, you know, in June right through until early fall. But having cruise ship arrivals guarantees that she's able to open for her staff, employ people longer. So that's something that's really great about that extension. Same for Julia Campbell. We were chatting with her the other day and she said, I said, you know, like, are you feeling the impact of cruise? And she said, you know, on a cruise day, when I see cruise passengers, I don't only know it'll be a good day, but it'll be a great day.
Okay.
And so she said she really feels that influx of people in that downtown core shopping and visiting and feeling that impact as well.
Incredibly important stuff. And I mean, we touch on this all the time. And I mean, obviously, PEI is just such a special place. And the island hospitality goes really far in, you know, a visitor's stay on the island and having it be a a positive experience. All right. Let's talk about island hospitality. How does that play a role in the cruise industry?
I think it plays a huge role in the cruise industry. And you know, I've been in the role for the last 3 years. And really, we've seen down at the cruise port, we're really trying to immerse ourselves more when people get off that ship right away, giving them a taste of what Prince Edward Island is. So you see us activating with Oysters and Anna Green Gables. And as well, we have an amazing fleet of volunteers, which are a lot of retirees that are coming down and genuine, you know, interested in where people are from, engaging with them. And everything that we're hearing is that welcome program that we're doing, which is, again, just coming very organically and something naturally that people all over the island do. So we're not doing anything out of the norm of what Prince Edward Island does, but showcasing that on a cruise platform has been huge for me. When I'm talking about that experience with guests, and just the other day when we had the Viking Polaris in, there were a few guests that were, you know, a little bit apprehensive that were coming and worried about what the sentiment would be. And they came up and they said, you know, it's so great to have this warm welcome. Like, we feel so welcomed. And really that's woven into our DNA here, I think, in Prince Edward Island. And it's kind of what's made us it is what's made us known as leaders in the tourism industry for all of these years. Like,
for sure.
When you hear people talk about Prince Edward Island, I feel like, you know, they're talking about where they went and often what the food was. But they're also really talking about the people that they met while they were here. And that's part of the memory. And that's part of that repeat visitation. And really it's the operators, but it's also like the local islanders that are making that happen and making that reputation raise.
And I mean, not to really get too geographical here, but I know that on these cruise ships, there's typically a lot of American tourists that would flood into the streets of Charlottetown. Just based on this past weekend, anything that you're hearing, like, I know that things have been kind of tough between Canada and the U.S. relations the last little bit. Are they? Yeah. are Americans feeling good about coming to the island?
I can't speak for Americans, obviously, but it's something we've obviously had our finger on the pulse here, talking with our clients. We definitely have an influx of American visitation, but we also have visitors on a worldwide stage.
Right.
And I think that's important that all of the visitors coming to Prince Edward Island are visitors and just that. They're coming from all over the world, and we want to put our best foot forward with all of them.
Always.
In terms of anything that we're hearing, the ships are still coming in full. People are still very interested in us and a destination. And I think everything that we've been doing for years before now about setting us as a premier destination for our hospitality, our destination, our beautiful nature and scenic rural areas is what's lending itself to seeing that visitation be steady.
Incredible. Boy, did they ever pick the right person when they picked you to do this job, because you are knocking it out of the park. Here's to a tremendous record-breaking season. We are so looking forward to seeing all the visitors this summer. Thanks so much for coming in and having a chat, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me.